I'm Haley Crowley, founder and CEO of Whimsy and Wellness, and this is the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast, your happy place for health. We're on a mission to make the world a healthier and happier place. Join us each week as we take our love for natural health and wellness into fascinating conversations focusing on greater health and happiness. Here's to a little more whimsy and wellness in your life. Now here's your host, Meg Ryan.
Okay, friend, before we dive into today's episode, I have to tell you about my new favorite ingredient in my morning smoothies, Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is our one-stop shop supplement in that it contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more. I don't know about you, but while I always have great intentions of keeping up with my vitamins and supplements, I always forget to take all those capsules. With Athletic Greens, I get everything I need in one easy scoop. It's also lifestyle friendly, so whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, you can enjoy it too. It also contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste. Haley and I are both incredibly passionate about product sourcing and clean ingredients, and that's why we love Athletic Greens. They invest in the most absorbable and natural sorts of each ingredient and go above and beyond in third-party testing, strict analytical and microbiological testing, and have the highest quality standards. Athletic Greens is exclusively offering our Whimsy Wellness podcast listeners, you, a free 1-year supply of vitamin D along with 5 free travel packs with your first purchase when you shop with our link, athleticgreens.com/whimsy. So join Haley and I in filling the nutritional gaps in our diet, increasing our energy and focus, aid with digestion, and supporting our immune systems with 1 daily scoop of Athletic Greens and your year's supply of vitamin D and 5 travel packs at athleticgreens.com/whimsy. Okay, now let's dive into this week's episode.
Hey, hey, friends! Welcome back to another episode of the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Ryan, and today's episode is going to be all about crystals for beginners. The good news is I am not a crystal pro. I've only been using crystals myself for a year, and I continue to learn more and more as time goes on. And honestly, that's one of my favorite things about the holistic health and wellness world is that you've never fully arrived. There's always something to learn more about or dig into, and I just love that. I am learning right alongside of you, and I hope that makes you feel comforted and not like, she is talking way above my head. Okay, this episode is all about getting started with crystals. So in this episode, I will be covering what crystals are used for, how you can use them, what the best crystals are to get started with, which is probably one of the number one questions we get asked when it comes to crystals is, which crystal do I start with? So I'll be covering that question and more. So in our wellness shop, if you're not familiar, we have a shop called Whimsy and Wellness, and we actually have this super cute crystal starter kit called the Crystal Beginnings that our founder Haley put together for beginners. It comes with 5 crystals that we love to recommend to people starting out on their crystal journey, a cute little zipper pouch, and then an info booklet on all 5 of those crystals. And for this episode on crystals for beginners, I thought it would only make sense to reference those 5 starter crystals that we love to recommend in our starter kit on this episode. And those are amethyst, smoky quartz, rose quartz, citrine, and clear quartz. I do want to mention though, that just because we'll be talking about these 5 crystals in the episode, it does not mean that you have to start with those. Okay. So maybe you already have a crystal, but you would still consider yourself a beginner, or maybe you're feeling drawn to another specific one that isn't within those 5 that I listed and we'll be talking about. That's okay. Listen to your intuition. That's exactly what I did. I felt insanely drawn to a crystal called Sunstone. I have it right here in my hand. Can you hear me rolling it around? I was just super drawn to Sunstone. I had never seen one in person. I'd only seen pictures, and I was a mega beginner, right? I'd never owned a crystal. So I'm like, why am I so drawn to Sunstone? But I was, and I trusted that intuition and got a sunstone. So Anyways, I just wanted to encourage you that if you're feeling nudged towards a certain crystal and it's not necessarily a quote unquote starter crystal, listen to that above feeling the need to start with a starter crystal because there really isn't such a thing. Okay. The five I mentioned, though, are great starting points, and I will be talking about those more in depth. They're great starting points if you are in the camp of, I'm really interested in crystals, or I think I might be interested in crystals. However, I need some handholding, and I would just love to be told which ones to use. So grab a notebook and a pen or a pencil. I don't know why, but I love writing with mechanical pencils, even in my adulthood. I love mechanical pencils. Okay, side tangent. Grab a notebook and your favorite writing utensil, I'll say, and let's learn some crystal basics. Let's talk about using crystals before we dive into which ones to use. So let's just remember that crystals are little pieces of earthy goodness. They are from the earth, which always blows my mind when I see a crystal. They're so beautiful. It's like, this has to be man-made. This has to be some beautiful creation that man made or woman made. But the earth made crystals. They are earthy goodness. They're minerals that have been hardened and formed into stunning colors and shapes due to a combination of things, whether it's nearby minerals, heat, pressure, all of that. So just how everything from the earth has a certain frequency, even you and me, so do crystals. So plants, food, humans, dogs, even cats, even though I'm not a cat person, please forgive me. Maybe cats and my frequencies just don't vibe. We all have frequencies, and different things and people and things of the earth vibrate at different frequency levels. So when we eat a food with a high frequency, it raises our frequency. And same with when we eat or drink a food with low frequency. For an example, sadly, coffee has a very low frequency. And when we drink coffee, it actually lowers our frequency. Heartbreaking, right? Crystals, though, are the same way. So they have a very, very high frequency. And if you want to think of frequency, like a vibration almost, okay? So that is why so many people, you'll hear them say that they can feel a crystal, right? They hold it in their hand. Maybe you've heard this, and they can feel the crystal's energy. This is what they're talking about. They can feel that vibration. They can feel the frequency, which I will admit, I used to think that was the most woo-woo thing I'd ever heard. I'm like, what do you mean you can feel it? But when I got my sunstone, I held it in my hand and I swear I could feel the vibration. I could feel the energy and the frequency in my hand. And I even made my boyfriend Dave hold it. And I was like, do you feel this or am I crazy? And he was kind of, you know, oh, you're weird. Here goes my hippie girlfriend again. But then he held it and he said, there's something there. You're right. So I don't know. You can take that or leave it. With that though, with all of that, I'm going to keep bringing up your intuition again and say that this is your journey. So if you think this is kind of weird and woo-woo to use a crystal and would prefer to just set it on a shelf as a beautiful decoration from the earth, then do that. There is no point in doing something that doesn't feel good to you. If it feels too weird or goes against whatever, then don't do it, right? Crystals, in our opinion, you can't use them wrong unless you're just smashing them into smithereens. If you want to just keep it on a shelf and say, that's really pretty, but that's all there is to it, then perfect. We celebrate you. If you are interested in the healing properties and benefiting from their frequency and learning all about which properties different crystals contain, then we welcome and encourage that too. So there is a space for everyone here at Whimsy and Wellness when it comes to your crystal journey. Okay, so a few very simple ways you can use crystals. These are in no order, they're just random order. But the first is to keep one on display where you spend a lot of time. So I have crystals at my desk where I'm sitting right now, and They make me so happy. Whether I'm recording an episode and I can just stare over at my crystals and they make me feel happy and confident, or maybe I'm on a meeting and having a hard work conversation, or whatever the case may be, I love having them at my desk. I also have them on my kitchen windowsill and they make me so happy. I just smile every time I see them. So I encourage you to keep one on display where you spend the most time, because they will make you feel happy and they're just beautiful. So the second way is to keep a handheld sized crystal in places that you sit and spend time. So the first way I mentioned was just keeping any crystal on display to look at. You're just looking at that, staring at it, and it makes you happy. The second way is also where you spend a lot of time, but it's awesome to have handheld sized ones in those spaces because you can hold on to it while you're thinking, while you're having a hard conversation or hard emotions, maybe when you're meditating or praying. And you can use it in place of a fidget spinner or one of those things that kids are obsessed with right now, those Pop-It. All the moms are nodding their head telling me the name of it, but I can't remember. But anyway, a lot of people also swear by keeping them in their purse or their car to hold on to or for protection. So handheld ones in spaces you spend most time, and just any sized ones where you spend a lot of time, where you can just look at it and they can make you smile and happy. You know that dreaded time each month when your period comes and you're stuck dealing with cramps? It's the worst and so inconvenient. I've struggled with painful period cramps for years, but I actually haven't had any discomfort during my period in 3 months. I know it sounds too good to be true, but a few months ago I tried out the Jovi patch that I've been hearing so much about, and you guys, it works. Jovi has no wires, no magnets, harmful rays, you don't even have to charge it, nothing. You simply place your Jovi patch in the not so sweet spot, and the energy caused by discomfort is soaked up like a sponge, balancing the body's electrical field and leaving you with this warming comfort for period problems and more. It is seriously magical. Your patch will last you a lifetime as long as you don't lose it, so you only ever have to buy one. And guess what? Jovi is giving our Whimsy and Wellness podcast listeners 10% off. That's $20 off your patch. Just head to their website, meetjovi.com, that's MeetJovi.com, and use code Whimsy, WHIMSY, at checkout for your exclusive discount. That's meetjovi.com with code Whimsy. Okay, friend, get ready to kiss your period cramps goodbye. Now, let's get back to this week's episode. The third way is you can combine them with essential oils. Crystals have great properties, and then essential oils have great properties, right? So you can hold on to a crystal while you're meditating or praying or journaling or whatever, and also apply an oil, and you're getting the benefits from the crystal properties and the essential oils. I'm not sure if you've seen Whimsy and Wellness's crystal rollers, but they are so pretty. They're clear glass roller bottles with pretty gold tops. And then Haley puts little pieces of crystals in them that float around with your oils. You have tons of crystal options that you can choose from. You can just go to our website and search crystal rollers and you'll see them, and they're beautiful. Okay, wear them. That's the next way. You can wear crystals. I'm sure you've seen this before, right? This is not a new thing. People have been wearing stones and crystals for years and years and years and years. So there's tons of crystal jewelry out there. You can wear it for looks or for their properties, their benefits, or both. So in our shop in Whimsy and Wellness, we have a gemstone diffusing bracelet that we created in collaboration with Put On Love Designs. And you can add essential oils to the bracelet part, which is made of suede, and you can enjoy the crystals that you can choose from. There's lots of crystals you can choose from that kind of go along with different emotions and needs. There's tons of options out there. Okay, the last way I'll talk about is placing them on your nightstand for sleep support, comfort, or to promote restful sleep. A lot of crystal lovers swear by keeping crystals under your pillow at night. I'm picturing those of you who are a little skeptical about crystals just rolling your eyes, and it's making me smile. So that's even a little bit like, whoop. That's a stretch for me to put a crystal under my pillow, especially because I co-sleep with my 1-year-old, and I can only imagine him discovering a crystal and thinking it's playtime or, oh, anyway. But I welcome you to put crystals under your pillow. There's no judgment. People swear by it. So all the power to you. Okay, let's talk about the 5 crystals that are perfect for beginners. I'm excited to dive into these. I think it would be a really great idea for, as I go through these 5 crystals, for you to Google a photo of them. Or my favorite way to look up a crystal, instead of Googling it, is actually to go into Instagram, go to your search, and put a hashtag in the search bar, and then type in the crystal without spaces. So the first one we're going to talk about is amethyst. So if you go into Instagram and just type in hashtag amethyst and hit search, and you'll find probably millions of posts and pictures of amethysts. And that's my favorite way to look up crystals because there's so many pretty pictures and some people have really informative captions. Okay, amethyst. If we were all in a room together instead of alone listening to my voice, I'd say, who here hasn't at least heard of amethyst? And most likely no one would raise a hand, and then we would all feel like crystal professionals, right? So amethyst, we've all heard of it, right? It's a beautiful purple stone that can range from lavender in color, a really light purple, to a super dark saturated purple. And amethyst is actually a type of quartz. And before I dive into the properties of amethyst, I wanted to share a story that I heard with you guys about amethyst because I just love it so much. So you know I love Glennon Doyle, or maybe you don't know, but now you do know. I love the author Glennon Doyle. She has my absolute favorite book, Love Warrior and Untamed, my 2 favorite books. So she posted this story that her daughter and her were in a museum, and the museum volunteer said, do you guys know how amethysts are created? And the kid said, how? And the museum worker said, something actually goes wrong. Some kind of wonky thing happens to the quartz. And every time a quartz has a radiant color, it's because something that wasn't supposed to happen to quartz happened. And Glennon goes on to say, what? Did you just tell my daughter that it's a mistake, the imperfection of the thing that creates the beauty of the thing? So basically she's saying, wow, something goes wrong. It's a quote unquote mistake when amethyst is made. Yet it's so beautiful. It's the most popular and beloved crystal, even though it's technically an imperfection. And I just loved that story so much. She says the thing that we think is our imperfection and our error is sometimes the exact thing that is making us so beautiful and cherished. So I love that story and I had to share. Okay, so like I've said a million times, amethyst is so beautiful, but it's not only beautiful, it has some incredible, incredible properties. That's probably why it's so popular. 1, because of how pretty it is, and 2, its properties. So it's great for emotional balance, overall protection, and healing. People swear by amethyst for addiction, actually, which I found super interesting when I was doing research. And it's the perfect crystal to have on display for all to see and benefit from. Okay, the second oil we're going to talk about is smoky quartz. Smoky quartz is also obviously a type of quartz, but instead of being clear, it's smoky. It's a really fantastic and beautiful dark gray / brown, and it is so, so, so pretty. So if you're going to think of smoky quartz, think of it like a bouncer. It's going to stand guard over yourself, your heart, and your home, blocking negative energies as well as radiation and electromagnetic toxins. Isn't that so cool? So I love that trick. When you think of smoky quartz, think of it like a bouncer protecting you from negativity. Smoky quartz is also great for a good detox, not just the juicing kind, but smoky quartz helps to focus your attention and mind on the positive forward thoughts, leaving behind or detoxing fears, anxieties, and other negative emotions that maybe are holding you back, and it can help bring emotional calmness. So a great place to keep your smoky quartz is actually right by your front door, right? That's where the bouncer stands at a bar, and that's where you're going to put your smoky quartz, right by your front door or in your entryway. Another great place to put smoky quartz is actually in your bedroom on your nightstand if you struggle with feeling safe and secure at bedtime, or for your child. I know when I was a kid, I really struggled with being scared at night. And so smoky quartz might be a really great crystal to give your child if they're struggling with that and empower them that it's, you know, a bouncer protecting them in the night. Okay, the third one is rose quartz. So if you've never seen rose quartz, it is so pretty. Make sure to look all these up as I'm talking, like I said. It's a really pretty soft pale pink stone, and it's one of those crystals that you just think, how did the earth make this? It looks like candy. It's beautiful. So it's considered the love stone. It can definitely help with relationships, but we like to think that it does that, at least in part, by helping you with your relationship to yourself. It has this really, really strong ability to move heavy and hard feelings out of the way and make room for forgiveness, compassion, and understanding, especially with yourself. You know that saying that you can't pour from an empty glass? This is where rose quartz comes in to help you fill your glass so you can pour from a full one. Rose quartz helps increase compassion, empathy, and love, all of which can help you set boundaries, communicate your truth, and state what you need in a relationship. So that's where it comes in helping with relationships. We love to wear rose quartz or have a handheld rose quartz, such as a palm stone or just a small version so it can be held, and pair it with essential oils that make you feel grounded and centered. My favorite grounding oil is probably frankincense if I had to pick one. I wish you could answer me back because I'm curious what yours is. Okay, the next one is citrine. So citrine is a beautiful crystal that is either yellow, orange, or sometimes it's even brown. It's as energizing as any orange or lemon, if you want to think of it like that. So it's a yellow orange stone, and it's just as energizing as an orange or lemon. You can think of citrine as your very own handheld cheerleader because it supports and guides you to success, abundance, and creativity. A good place to keep your citrine is by your workspace or wherever you think your best thoughts. Mine is in my shower. I come up with the best, most strategic ideas in the shower. And then I'm like, I need a notepad. I need a waterproof notebook. Does anyone have any ideas for that? Okay. Citrine can help you shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. I told you, it's your very own cheerleader, right? It's encouraging and can really just motivate you to be your best self. So an interesting fact about citrine before we move on to the next one is that citrine is actually heat-treated amethyst. However, if you hold the two in your hand, going back to that frequency conversation we had in the beginning, if you hold both amethyst and citrine in your hand, many people swear that you can feel the difference, even though citrine is heat-treated amethyst. So interesting. The last and fifth starter crystal that we are going to talk about is clear quartz. So clear quartz is considered to be the ultimate healing stone. So whether it's uncut or not, clear quartz is so gorgeous and very, very powerful. But something you might not realize is that you own clear quartz already. And if you're thinking, no, Meg, I don't have any crystals, I promise you, you own clear quartz. We all do. Clear quartz is in things like clocks, laptops, computers, cell phones, all of that, and it creates and transfers energy. So clear quartz is great if you have a clear direction of what you want or need in your life or think you need in your life. Clear quartz is perfect to partner with to help bring the healing or forward progress that you're looking for. You can hold on to it while you speak affirmations or set intentions over your day first thing in the morning. So pretty. Okay, was that so interesting or what? I want a bundle of all these crystals to put all over my house and in my workspace and in my shower. Is anyone else going to put one in your shower? Because I kind of want to. All right. You don't need to start out with those five. I just talked about those four suggestions for those of you who aren't feeling drawn to any specific one and are more of a learner that's tell me what to do, right? Some people are more, I'll figure it out. And then other people are more, tell me exactly what to do. So we pick those five because we like to recommend those to beginners. But please, 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 if you are feeling drawn to a specific crystal like I was with Sunstone, then follow that intuition. You can grab those five crystals with Whimsy and Wellness's Crystal Beginning Starter Kit. You can get all five in that kit, or if you want to just start out with one, maybe one of the descriptions of those called out to you, you can just grab one of those. But with the Crystal Beginning Starter Kit, every single crystal in every single kit is actually handpicked by our founder, Haley, and her good friend, Chris, of My Crystal Curiosities, who is actually a certified crystal healer. So they handpick them, and then they are hand cleansed to clear them of any negative energies so that when you get them, they're ready to use. You can grab your starter kit on our website, whimsyandwellness.com, and just search Crystal Beginnings, and you'll see it. I'll also link it in show notes so it's super easy to find. But when you're ordering, make sure to use code PODCAST so that you get 10% off. Thank me later. Okay, friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, whether you're brand new to crystals or not. I definitely learned something as I was, you know, studying up and preparing for this episode. So I hope that you did too. Make sure to share this with someone in your life who you think would benefit from it. Maybe you have a friend interested in crystals or who you think would be interested in crystals. Text this to them. Say, I thought of you. I hope you love this episode. All right. Thank you so, so much for being here. I'm really grateful for you and our podcast community. And I will see you back next Tuesday with another episode of the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast. Bye, friend.
I'm so grateful for these conversations we get to have on the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast. Make sure to tune in every Tuesday as Meg interviews more amazing guests and sometimes just her and I chat. Also, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. Your support and opinion of our show means the world to us. So if you could take just 2 minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd be so grateful. You can follow along with us on social media at Whimsy and Wellness Podcast and at Whimsy and Wellness for behind the scenes, inspiration, and so many essential oil recipes and tips. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.